This is the morning wake up here on your Wednesday. It is hump day for us here in the capital city of the great state of Michigan. Well, speaking of capitals, the capital city of the nation of Greece has been at the center of news and controversy of late, and especially over the last few days after the referendum this weekend solidly turned down by the citizens of Greece basically has them still on the outs, at least borderline outs, in the Eurozone. Is there a solution out there? Is there one that will get both sides to get past the rhetoric and keep Greece as part of the Euro, come up with a bailout plan that's realistic, and ease some of the burdens of austerity? Let's join now Simon Owen, Fox News Radio, who is live in Athens, Greece. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Dave.
What is the latest there today and the rhetoric that's gone back and forth, which has been like called good cop, bad cop? Is it back to good cop again? Are there going to be talks and maybe talks that are progressing in a positive manner?
Well, here in Athens, banks are still closed. The shutters are down. There are lines outside ATMs. And when you get to the front, you can get 60 euros, which is $65 or so, per day. And that's it. And that's been going on 10 days now. And there's no real sign of when it might end, although perhaps later this week is a suggestion. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister here is heading off to Brussels, and he's meeting with the other Eurozone leaders, the countries who use the euro currency. There's 19 of them in all. He's been warned by the biggest voices in that group, the leaders of France and Germany, that they expect some serious proposals from him today if there is to be any kind of deal with Greece and stave off its exit from the euro currency. You know, both sides want a deal. There's no question that Greece needs cash if it's going to be able to pay its debts. And both sides want Greece to stay in the euro, at least that's what they're saying. The problem is, though, they're poles apart on how they think that should be achieved, and it's whether they can come up with something quickly enough to secure Greece's future.
Simon, what have you noted of the mood of Greek people that you see and you witness and those that you speak with there in the capital of Athens? Are they resigned to this now that the vote is over? Are they calm, or is there a growing sense of agitation amongst Greeks?
Well, there's probably a bit of all that. But, I mean, at the weekend, you know, this referendum was, are you willing to accept more austerity in return for the bailout that we need? And people voted no. So they kind of voted for this uncertainty. You know, Greece has had 5 years of this stuff, this economic crisis. And I think if anybody's an expert on what you can handle, it's probably the Greek people. And they clearly think, you know, we can get away with this a bit longer and it will eke out a better deal, hopefully. That's presumably their hope. But a lot of people I've spoken to, it's been quite striking how they say, you know, yes, we backed the Prime Minister on Sunday, but we've lost all trust in all politicians. We've had enough of our lawmakers now. How they solve that is another matter altogether. But you know, no sense of despondency necessarily, but clearly I think they would like it resolved. We're hearing that some big companies here are now paying staff in cash because of the banking restrictions. That can't go on for too much longer, or else you do risk, you know, instability and potentially some social unrest.
Simon, before we let you go, speaking of cash, we've heard the calls there from some governments, including, I think, in Great Britain, to say to tourism, such a big thing for the Greek economy, saying to tourists, better take and pack a bunch of cash when you go. Well, that's somewhat inconvenient in this modern world we live in to carry around a lot of cash. It goes against the grain. Is that a real concern now for Greece, that people are going to be completely turned off about attempting to travel into the region because of all this?
Well, I mean, it's inconvenient, and obviously it poses a security risk as well if you've got governments Sure. basically advertising that all their nationals are going to be carrying around a wadge of euros in their back pocket. But there's no sign that, you know, the Greek people are doing anything sort of untoward in that regard just yet. Tourism is probably the backbone of the Greek economy, certainly one of the pillars of it, and I think the government will make sure that that is the last thing to fall. They will make sure that it's pulled out. And that still works. You know, if you're here with a foreign bank card like I am, there's no restrictions on the money you can get hold of, providing you can find a cash machine that's working.
All right. Simon Owen, he knows where the cash machines are that are working, no doubt right now, reporting live from Athens, Greece. Simon, thanks for joining us this morning. And for more on this topic, let's discuss how this affects here investors in the United States, those who are, and so many things are intertwined. If you have a lot of investments and you don't think perhaps your stocks, mutual funds you're working with have any direct correlation relationship to what's going on in Greece, you're probably incorrect. Adam Bergman, series senior partner at the IRA Financial Group. Good morning, Adam.
Morning.
So we just heard from Simon Owen, the latest. He's in Athens right now, and kind of two prongs going to this. On the political side, there's the way it plays with the locals, with Greeks. There's the way it plays to the other nations of the Eurozone, and they're not exactly the same. That's not a surprise, but how does it play to investors here like us in Michigan, in the United States? What should we be concerned with?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think it's a wake-up call. I think it's good sometimes for retirement investors to get a little wake-up call, to take hold of what they're investing in, make sure they understand what they're investing in, because we're not immune to anything that occurs in the world. Greece is a tiny country. It actually only makes up 2% of the Eurozone's total economy. It's tiny. It's as small as Portugal. So it shouldn't really have an impact what's happening in Greece. They've had, for the last 5 years, they've had tax collection issues, high unemployment. They've had major issues. Europe's been bailing them out for the last 5 years.
Right.
What's different? And I think now the fear of them leaving, obviously, European Monetary Union is what's at stake. Overall, I think the U.S. will be fine. Our banks are going to be great. Some hedge funds could collapse if they bet wrong on the euro. But overall, we'll be okay. It's really a wake-up call for American investors.
And you made a great point there, kind of bookending that with the wake-up call. You know, maybe a good time to take a look. People open up, they look at the pie chart, say, oh, I'm doing okay, or, wow, you know, it's in parentheses. Oh, boy, that's a loss. What about the exact things that you are invested in? What about, you know, where that money is being divvied up? And Adam, people could say very rightly, hey, I checked there recently. I'm not investing in anything in Greece. But I'll bet there's a good chance that you've got something tied to Germany. And if you've got something tied to Germany and or France, huge economies, you've got some stake in Greece.
Yeah, absolutely. The IRA Financial Group, we are involved with self-directed retirement accounts. So the majority of our clients that come to us are looking to diversify. They're looking to buy hard assets like real estate, precious metals, assets that generate good cash flow, assets that people can feel comfortable owning, touch. And that's really the last week we've been inundated with people that have mentioned the Greek crisis. And really, since 2012, since the U.S. downgrade by Moody's, the credit rating, this is really the next time that we've felt this fear and anxiety amongst our clients, potential clients, looking to better diversify and be better protected, have better cash flow so they're not lining up at ATMs to pull out money. That's
right.
Seemed to be a big issue with clients.
So, Adam, what you're talking them through now is just the fact that all investors can't, I mean, there's always an opportunity somewhere in everything that happens, but most investors just don't like uncertainty, and that's still where we sit today.
There's always going to be uncertainty, but remember, from 1928 to 2014, the S&P 500 averaged, you know, close to 10%. The real estate's done well, you know, historically as well. It's about being diversified. It's about investing in what you are comfortable with. And at the IRA Financial Group, we help people that are looking to diversify their retirement portfolio with more hard assets, and that's why that's where we come in. Greece is a good wake up call because it's alerted a lot of people to, hey, maybe I'm too heavily invested in equities or mutual funds, and maybe I need to take a look at some potential hard assets as a diversification tool.
Adam Bergman, senior partner of the IRA Financial Group. Adam, how do they find you online?
IRAfinancialgroup.com. You can find us if you have questions on using retirement money to make investments. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Great advice. Great analysis. Adam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Man, we've got more coming up on the Morning Wake Up. We'll be discussing sanctuary cities. That's all next, 1320 WILS.